You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? Hey, I said on the show yesterday that the Avalanche could whip the San Jose Sharks.
What happened?
And they did.
All right.
7-3. That was at Ball Arena last night. The Nuggets are on the road tonight down in Miami. Some news from Colorado traffic. They're talking about how eastbound I-70 between Rifle and Glenwood Springs is going to be a mess over the next couple of days. Have you seen the story about the FedEx truck in the river?
No.
There was this big old giant FedEx truck that was involved in an accident on Sunday, and it's lying in the Colorado River there along the highway. So they're going to have to get this gigantic crane because it's a big truck. They have to get this giant crane out there to kind of lift this big truck out of the river along the highway. So just know if you're going to be headed up to the high country or whatever, if you keep going on I-70, it could be a little bit.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen? Did he get off or did somebody hit him? Do we know the deets?
Details.
How does that happen?
I was just looking at a picture of the truck and they said, be aware that this could be a mess.
Oh my gosh.
I would imagine that the driver let out all sorts of colorful language as that truck is going into the river. And on the heels of that, there is a story this morning. I was reading about it on CNN, their website. It's a story about how swearing has all sorts of benefits. And there are things about swearing that people don't know that they say is backed up by science. Would you like to hear some of them, you
Please.
No good son of a...
Please start reeling some of these off, because I have been known to drop a few F-bombs or whatnot around the house, and Nicole is always like, stop it. Don't talk like that. Stop
I've heard
it.
Nicole use language before.
She doesn't have a very salty mouth, though. She's pretty...
But I've heard her say
the Sure, words. She'll let stuff slip, but
has
I like using it.
Has she ratcheted back on it once she became a mom?
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not just talking about in front of her kids, just in general. Like, if their kids are 20 miles away, does she still...
doesn't cuss. Mm-mm.
Huh.
Give me some of the reasons why I'm doing it, though.
Number one, they say it can be a sign of intelligence.
Boom.
This was a study, by the way. So for those of you who don't curse and you're saying, oh, that's a bunch of bull... No, it's a study from 2015. They linked intelligence with using different swear words. Number two, people who swear a lot might be more honest. I feel that way.
I'm very honest.
I feel that way.
Yep.
They say it could actually increase your pain tolerance. This is, again, researchers doing some scientific studies. And the people who were able to swear were able to handle more pain.
Yes. I was doing some drilling yesterday, and the drill slipped off of what I was supposed to be drilling on and went right through my pointer finger, put a big old hole in it, and blood was gushing everywhere. Probably said the F word about 14 times.
But you felt better.
I was like, it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Number four, it's a sign of creativity.
Sure, look at
it
us.
It depends, because I like to make up new combinations. And if you're just using the same old... Like, for instance, if someone gets mad at you and they just go, you're like, F you. I'm like, well, that's not very creative. I like to say it in ways that are
unique.
I'm having to work a
and
little
original.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think
it's poetry.
Automatic. I don't think it's a default sign of creativity. You must be creative with it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And then lastly, Jeremy, they say that it's a way of actually toning down violence, because if you curse, you're letting off steam, which means you're less likely to turn to fisticuffs.
Oh, less bar fights then. Just
right,
yell
if
at
you
each
just
other.
Curse.
I like all those.
I do too.
So many benefits. There's a show on Netflix right now. I think it's like The History of Swear Words or something like that. Have you watched any of that? I haven't watched
it
yet.
I saw some. I wasn't that impressed with it.
Okay. No. I won't bother then.
No. What else is trending?
Here's your crap on celebrities. Literally very crappy. According to Variety, the Hollywood elite have been tapping their vast resources and, quote, cycling through private physicians in order to jump the line and get their COVID-19 shots. One Beverly Hills doctor is saying that he's been offered bribes in excess of $10,000 for people who want to jump the line. Some celebrities are taking private planes to other states where it might be easier to get the vaccines. Wow. They said it's like the Hunger Games out there right now. Managers and producers, they're trying to help their clients get the shots. That's it. What a jerk move, huh?
What a comparison, dude.
I know, isn't that funny? That's a jerk move. Sorry. Martha Stewart's making trending today. We love Martha. She's launching a line of cannabis treats for your dogs. Potweed treats for your dogs. She is on the potweed bandwagon, isn't she?
Well, ever since she started hanging out with Snoop.
Isn't that a crazy combination? And now she's banking off of it.
Yeah.
It is the greatest, isn't it? These treats are going to be available next month. She says dogs are part of the family, and you got to prioritize their emotional and physical well-being. And these little treats have are like CBD infused, and you're going to help your little pooches out. I actually know a few people that have older dogs with arthritis and things like that, and they give them the CBD treats and shots or whatever, and it's actually helping these little dogs out a lot.
There you go.
So it's beneficial. Just feel like you'd probably dig into those boxes, though, maybe, if you're in a pinch or something.
Oh, Martha knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she does. Here's some good news floating around because of the Rona. Target just announced it's going to be giving out $200 million in bonuses to its frontline workers. 375,000 of their workers are going to get bonus checks for 500 bills, Dom, in the next week or so. That's a solid move from Target. I got to tell you, I've been into a Target a few times, and they keep that place like super clean. They're doing a solid job, so kudos to Target. And then researchers in England are saying that a new nasal spray might be coming out. They invented it. It can prevent you from getting the virus. One of the ingredients in the spray attracts and captures the virus particles. And then there's another ingredient in it that kills the virus particles. Thing is you got to use it 4 times a day, so you're going to be constantly shoving that thing in your nose and squirting it up there. It'll be available over-the-counter. It could be in stores by summer. Hopefully it's safe. That's a lot of nasal spray.
Do we have...
What are the side effects?
Do we have results on...
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure there's going to be more research that comes out, but it just doesn't seem right. 4 times a day to be... Check out this old book, Dom. A library in New York said a biography of Theodore Roosevelt was returned recently. No big deal, right? Well, here's the thing. It was returned nearly 72 years late. The dude that returned it was named Josh, and he said he found it in a big plastic crate of books they had in storage, and he doesn't know where the book came from. He recently cleaned out his parents' house. Could have been in with those books. He said they've collected books at yard sales over the years. They could have found it there.
What's the fine after 72 years,
That's Chair? Funny. The late fee for the book would have amounted... to about $262 at the 1949 rate of 1 penny a day. Luckily, though, the library has since done away with all their late fees, so Johnny Boy doesn't have to pay the late fee, although I feel like it would just be a good gesture to pay it anyway and say, hey, put this towards something here.
Make a donation to the library system.
It was due originally back on April 5th, 1949. Isn't that fantastic?
That's great.
So funny. Let me give you a couple real quick Fat America stories. We've all heard of the candy bar, the whatchamacallit. You know that one, right?
Sure.
It's got a sibling, I guess, now that's coming out, and it's got an equally annoying name. Hershey's did a contest, I guess, where they were wanting to do a spinoff of the whatchamacallit, and they had a name contest. Well, the name that they picked is a Whoozy What's It. So you got the whatchamacallit and the Whoozy What's It now, and the Whoozy What's It is going to have a peanut butter cream layer and Rice Crisps covered in chocolate, and they go on sale next month.
I would eat that.
I would eat that all day long. And speaking of...
If you don't order that, though, you just point to it.
That, the Whoozy
right
What's
there.
It. And then speaking of peanut butter, there's a tease going around online right now. The company behind Butterfinger posted a jar of Butterfinger-flavored peanut butter on Instagram earlier this week.
I saw
and the
that.
Little quote said, maybe sometime in the future... So, no word yet on when the future would be.
I would like that.
But holy cow, doesn't that sound tasty?
I'll take it.
Spread that on everything. All right, clickbait me, Dom.
clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's a woman in Canada who's been posting security cam videos of herself sleepwalking around the house. And some of these videos have gone viral on the old TikTokie. The one I posted is where she's dreaming that she's a hostess of a pool party. She goes into her kitchen, gets a bunch of drinks. Mind you, she's sleepwalking here. Then she heads out to her front yard and starts tossing them into the front yard, thinking it's a pool. I'm screaming staged on this.
Sure.
All of these, extremely staged, but if you want to check them out anyway, they're on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.